This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are on 107.7 WTPL-FM, and you can also stream us live at WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And we'd also love for you to like us on Facebook. You can go to Food for Thought and like us. And we also have some active trivia going on there that you can also win prizes. So get on over to Facebook and go to Food for Thought and like us. So, Mike, how was your weekend?
Very good, thank you. House full of people yesterday, and we don't really have a big space, so it's people bumping into each other. But sometimes you kind of like it better that way. Yeah. It kind of forces people into conversation, whereas normally they'd be sitting in all different parts of the house. So it was very good. And what about you? Your day turned out different than I originally thought, right?
Our day did turn out a little bit different. I didn't need to cook, which I guess that was good. Although I have everything. I have the turkey, I had the squash, I had the potato, you know, everything. So, but yeah, my dad had a couple things going wrong, and he had to cancel. So then, you know, my brother and I were like, well, why don't we just go out, you know?
Boy, without reservations on an Easter, how did you pull that off?
And we did. I mean, the back room, you know, we were prepared to wait at the back room. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you kind of get your psyche all ready for that. And surprisingly so, there wasn't a wait.
The Puritan back room, you got in there without a wait on Easter Sunday?
We did. It was, and we went around 3 in the afternoon.
Holy cow.
And you could tell when you pulled in the parking lot, you know, Daryl goes, there's this parking space available. I'm like, wow.
I know there never is.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, and it was very good. I had salmon, and it was very good.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I've rarely eaten out on Easter. I don't think I ever have. I've only eaten out on Thanksgiving maybe once. You just typically don't think of that. I'm going to guess, though, that if you would have tried to get in around 11 or noon, you probably would have had to wait.
Maybe.
3 o'clock, a little bit later in the seatings.
Yeah.
Was it busy inside?
It was busy. You know, it was busy. By the time we left, which was, you know, maybe around 5:30, mm-hmm. there was a little bit of a line, but nothing like a normal Sunday over there at all. I mean, the bar was just about empty.
Wow.
The bar was empty.
So, well, speaking of that, did you have an Easter Sunday mudslide at the...
My sister-in-law had a mudslide.
You have to. It's the law, isn't it?
when you go to the back room, it is. Mm-hmm. I had a dolphin martini.
Never heard of that.
It is pineapple.
Okay.
And they marinate, you know, vodka and with mm-hmm. pineapple, whatever concoction. It's very good. Dolphin martini.
Do you swim in it? Is it that big?
No.
You take pictures while you're swimming in it?
No.
Did you say, Flipper, come here? Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So you got up in the morning, and all of a sudden you find later in the day you're at the Puritan back room.
Yes.
That's fun. That's the place. Isn't that kind of the melting pot or the place where everybody shows up? You want politicians. You want the local people about town. That's where
Sandler.
You go. He Adam Sandler, yeah, that's very true.
He frequents the back room and, of course, the Red Arrow Diner. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
See, of all my years of doing radio here in the Northeast, Adam Sandler is one person I could never get. So the next time that he finds his way into the Red Arrow Diner, you need to either grab him and hold him down, and we'll get a recorder, and we'll make him talk to us.
There you go.
Or something.
Definitely.
Unless your family's got some connections.
I do have a few connections with him.
Really?
I do. I talk to his mom from time to time.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. She's actually in Florida because I had asked her to come onto the show and share some, you know, family recipes. And she said that she would give me a call when she got back. So.
All right.
So, yeah.
Well, look at you guys. Look at you with your connections.
Oh, geez. Not like your connections.
Well,
come on.
Between the two of us, we can pretty much hopefully get anybody. And speaking of which, a little later on in the show today, calling into the show is Justin Willman. You're going, huh? Who's that? He's one of these people that I didn't really know what his background was. He's the host of Cupcake Wars, which is a very fun show where people get on, they make these tricked out cupcakes, and they're judged by these French and all these special culinary people, and they win like $10,000.
Yeah.
In fact, I want to say North Country, is that what it is? It's a cupcake store in North Conway. Won it a couple of years ago.
Really?
Yeah, the one New Hampshire place. I keep telling the Queen City Cupcakes people,
yes.
You've got to get in this, and you got to jump through hoops to get on the show. Anyway, he's the host, And I've always looked at him. I said, I know nothing about this guy. He does a nice job. Well, he is an unbelievable magician and comedian. This is just his day job. He's gigging as a host for Cupcake Wars, but there's a whole lot more to him than just, all right, let's take a bite of those cupcakes, judges. So Justin Willman will be calling in from L.A. in just a little bit. And we've got some other fun people during the week, including my good friend Bob Marley.
Oh, that's going to be so fun.
Have you ever seen him at the Palace?
I have not.
You need to. He's going to be in for four shows, the Palace Theater, around the 24th, 25th. It's two shows, two days, four shows at the Palace Theater. He's from Maine, and so it's a very New Hampshire humor. It's all very family-oriented. And I understand that he used to actually work in some restaurants in Portland.
Really?
Earlier in his days before hitting it big.
Oh, that'll be interesting to talk to him about.
So I guess we need to get his chowder recipe, because I understand that Bob Marley was the guy that was stirring the big chowder bucket back in the day, and I think in Portland.
Interesting. Ooh.
So, and then we have another fun network caliber comedian and sitcom star for a little later in the week that we'll share as we get a little bit further down the road. Don't want to tip our hand completely on Monday here,
Carol.
That's right.
Today's food holiday is, it is National Caramel Popcorn Day.
Mm.
And it is also Egg Salad Week. Egg salad?
Well, you know, let me tell you a little story about that. Egg salad, for me, going to a Catholic school where we didn't have a cafeteria, we had to bag our lunches every day. And so I'm the oldest of seven, but at the time I was in second grade, so it was just three of us. And every day, it seems like for a whole year, it was egg salad. So I pretty much burned out on it. Fast forward here, maybe about 10 years ago, I reintroduced myself to egg salad, and I love it again. I'll make it sometimes with sriracha, you know, in with the mayo,
yum.
Just to give it a little extra kick. Put it on toast, open face, just to change it up a little bit. I love egg salad again.
No, I'm not an egg salad girl.
No, never were?
Not at all. Nope, never, ever, ever.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. It's one of those you're either going to like it or you're not going to like
but
it.
But I am intrigued with the sriracha. Mm-hmm. Now, I would probably try it with some sriracha.
You know what, that Carol? Really if you good. Get a nice piece of, really good bread.
Right.
And just kind of trick it out a little bit with that and make it look nice and maybe a little bit bigger chunks of egg instead of, mm-hmm. All minced up and everything. You might actually like it.
I think I may try that. Mm-hmm. I may try that. I can go up and try that right in the cafe.
Well, that's true. We got the Midtown Cafe upstairs. Exactly. You can go in and make anything you want anytime. And by the way, feel free to do that. So it's a caramel popcorn day.
Yes, caramel popcorn day. California poppy day, too.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. The golden poppy is the official state flower of California.
Well, that's not a big surprise. Yeah. Poppies. speaking of popcorn, I think next week or 2 weeks from now, we'll be having Michelle Holbrook in, the owner of Michelle's
Yes.
Totally Awesome Popcorn. This is a woman who has taken, just the mundane bag of popcorn and has, they have that really cool kind of lab where their son Jesse actually experiments with a whole lot of the different things that they make. And they make, for my money, the best popcorn in the state.
Yum.
And all the varieties. Oh, I do too. Basically just butter and salt. But it is fun once in a while to put something exotic on it.
Yeah. Caramel popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Or how about the stuff you get at the fairs, the sugar and the kettle corn.
Yes, kettle corn. Yep.
So
that'll be fun.
It will be.
Fun. That's next week, right?
21st, so that's 2 weeks away.
There we go.
Lining up the guests, just standing in line to get on with Carol and Mike.
There you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fun. Well, I think we're going to take a little break,
okay.
And I think Rocco is in the house, and you're listening to Food for Thought. We're live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester, and we're going to go on a short break, and we'll be right back with Rocco Boulay, Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. Stay tuned.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Food for Thought with Carol and Mike on this Monday, Healthy Monday. Go ahead, Mike.
And we're brought to you, as always, by Express Jewelry Center, South Main Street in Concord. Express Jewelry and H. bedfordhealth.com. Also, Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, Bedford and Londonderry. That sounds familiar. IntegrityFit.com, your coaching solutions company. I just want to share a story before we bring Mr. Integrity on. Rocco here in a second. Coming down to the studio today, we're on Elm Street in the Beacon Building. As folks know, Elm Street, downtown Manchester, and I was crossing from where the Citizens Bank side of the street is, and now traffic is supposed to let you cross the street, and people, for the most part, are pretty good about that. You step up to the curb, you look like you want to cross the street, and cars will stop. I mean, you still have to watch, because there'll be that one person that won't be paying attention. So as I stepped out there, I could see in my peripheral vision another woman trying to catch up, so she could walk with me and get, you know, across before the car started going again. And she said, oh, I'm just trying to catch up so I can walk with you. And I said, oh, yeah, so that if we get hit, I'm going to be the one that's going to take the hit. And she started laughing. She said, yeah, isn't it nice to have a purpose in life? And she says, because I just basically annoy people, which I thought was hilarious.
Oh, my God.
So we got across, and I said, well, look, we both live to see another day. I saved a life, and you'll be able to annoy people all day. And she said, yeah, I have everything I want in life. It was just one of those 15-second conversations with somebody that I'll probably never see again. That was just kind of fun. I love just kicking up conversations with people. I have no idea who they are, and seeing what they'll let you do with them. And she was game. She was
cool.
All in.
Very cool.
So anyway, Rocco, welcome. I'll let Carol introduce you, because you two have, you know, you've got a relationship that goes back a bit.
Yes, we do. So
it's a good one.
Kick it up, Carol.
Kick it up.
Tell us what's going on.
It's Healthy Monday, and I want to welcome on Rocco Boulay, the owner of Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, and as Mike said, Bedford and Londonderry location. And you can also check him out on the web at integrityfit.com. And so welcome, Rocco, to Healthy Monday.
Well, thank you, Carol. It's great to be here again. Of course, Mondays are my favorite day of the week.
Oh, boy. Come on, Rocco.
Hey, why don't you wipe the tip of your nose off of this?
Be serious.
Come on, everybody's got to get out there and think healthy, right?
That's right.
So
that's
speaking
right.
of thinking healthy, I went to the Red Cross this morning before getting here and, you know, gave a pint of blood. I have to do it because
nice.
I have a condition called hemochromatosis, and my body builds up iron. So I go every 8 to 10 weeks, and I give a pint of blood, and it kind of keeps me stable. But that said, it's a healthy thing for all people to do. And the reason why I bring this up is, if you take a look at the statistics, do you ever notice that men live about 4 years shorter than women on average? Ever notice that?
Mm-hmm.
You know why?
I have no idea, Rocco.
Here's one of my hypotheses for this is that men, because over time, especially if we're exposed to a lot of iron in our foods, iron eventually builds up in our bodies in the form of ferritin. And what ends up happening is it actually starts destroying the cardiovascular system. And men typically will die of heart disease 3 to 4 years earlier than women. And the reason why is because when women menstruate for the first, whatever it is, from maybe 10, 12 years old all the way to 45, 50 years old, they don't build up that extra iron. So they get a little bit of a head start on being iron-free.
So let me see if I understand this. An abundance of ferritin contributes to arterial sclerosis in some cases?
Yes, it is very damaging.
Really?
Damaging to the heart. Some cancers love having iron as their fuel source. So any of those things that are, you know, iron-potentiated types of conditions, we can eliminate or reduce by doing a good deed and giving somebody else the blood that may be necessary. So the American Red Cross would benefit somebody that we don't know benefits us, like the woman that you walked across the street with today benefited from your great personality.
Oh, is that what it is?
And then you get to benefit because you become a little bit healthier. Next time, have you given blood before?
I have indeed.
You ever notice that you actually feel better a couple of days later?
Yes.
Because it allows your body to actually reproduce more new red blood cells, and they're newer blood cells, and therefore it gives you a little bit more of a kick in the pants.
Well, I have to tell you, one time I did a double donation, double red, which is what they do is they somehow take another pint of your serum out that contains the blood platelets, and they run it through a centrifuge so they get the reds, and then the liquid or the serum goes back into your system so you're not totally getting dehydrated. And so what I didn't realize is after giving double red that it took me a couple days. I had less efficiency producing oxygen because there were less platelets to carry and produce the blood, take it to my heart. And I wondered, why am I getting winded when I'm just doing basic stuff that normally wouldn't tire me out. I actually went hiking at the Flume Gorge 2 days after I gave double reds. I'm thinking, I know I'm not out of shape. What's going on? So you want to be aware of that, but it's also a very efficient way to give extra blood is to do the double red if you can.
Yes, and don't go out and do any
hiking.
Tough cardiovascular exercise.
Right.
You're in a mild state of anemia when that happens.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why.
That's very true.
But it does tell your body to make new red blood cells, mm-hmm. and therefore there's more hemoglobin that's available to carry oxygen to the exercising tissue.
It's funny because only 5% of the population ever gives blood typically. And if just 1 or 2% more would, that would pretty much solve the ongoing shortages in blood.
And not to mention that they would be living longer.
Well, from what you just shared, yeah, very true.
And most of the time I'm right, Mike.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I was wrong once, but I was mistaken.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This is my comedic side. I brought that.
Yeah,
today,
so, you did.
Yeah, it was because I was saying to Carol last week. I said, "Is he a very funny guy?"
Yeah, oh yeah,
because he seemed very serious.
No, I can be funny sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, like for instance, you know what the world's greatest lover has for breakfast?
World's greatest
lover.
Lover.
Yeah.
What?
Well, this morning I had some poached eggs, some oatmeal, and some whole grain toast.
Oh.
She didn't get it, Mike.
It just clicked. It just clicked.
See, that is funny, right, Carol?
It's guy humor. I totally got it. Right. Yeah, exactly. So what do you bring today that you'd like to kind of begin as a theme for our Healthy Monday?
It's you know, my segment's called Think Healthy. And to think healthy, you also have to be able to think happy. And one of the things that I was looking at is that so many people strive to be happy but don't know how to attain that elusive what happiness is. Like for you, Carol, what makes you happy?
What makes me happy? Well, you know, I mean, living like a balanced life. I mean, you know, making sure that everything is going well and feeling good about yourself. And I mean, right now I'm in a really happy state right now. I really am.
Well, I want to read something that I printed out. I think you'll find this kind of interesting. It says, it's a strategy by an author. His name is Dr. Martin Seligman. And basically, he spoke about his latest research on happiness. He says it's a slippery concept that is thought to be so elusive and unattainable by many. But he said it's like an old school of thinking that people think that you can just, you know, avoid suffering and anxiety and that would make you happy. But he goes on to this, saying there's this basically acronym that he puts as PERMA, P-E-R-M-A. And the first thing he says is that in order for people to be happy, they have to have a positive emotion, which means our performance improves when we feel good, we smile, we laugh, we share experiences with others, enjoy what we do and who we do it with. So, you know, in that instance, you know, what you do for work right now, or even what Mike's doing right now, we're all here together on the mm-hmm. radio, we're chit-chatting, we're mm-hmm. trying to help people out, give them information and that sort of thing. That camaraderie is what makes people happy. People who don't have things like that in their life are always struggling to be part of something. It's hard to be happy when you're by yourself.
Well, we're such social creatures. I mean, that's how we were designed, to live together and for the greater good. And for people that end up being by themselves, I mean, I think it's been proven that your health is not probably going to be as good as if you were, you know, engaged with others.
Yeah, and that's what he says. If you build up your well-beingness, mm-hmm. that's what will make you happy.
And, you know, right now in our office, corporate offices, Amanda, my assistant, is back. She's off of maternity leave, and she has the baby with her. So our office is nice and happy right now. We have a baby, a newborn baby in the office.
That's really nice that your corporate culture allows that, because my daughter grew up in a radio station for her mm-hmm. first 10 months of her life 35 years ago. And it really made me want to work for these people, because they helped save money on child care, and the child got a really interesting, you know, daily injection.
Yeah.
So it's nice that you've allowed that. I like that.
Yeah. Well, I told Amanda, I said, you know, once you get used to, you know, the schedule, it's just a little, you know, today. And you should see the new stuff that they have. You got to go and see the playpen.
Oh, I know. I have a 5-month-old grandson.
You should see this playpen, right?
Oh yeah. The pack and plays.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
They have like these compartments on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I looked at it and I went, what the heck is this?
Like, it's different than when we were popping out kids, Carol.
I know. I know. But I told her, I said, you know, in a week or so, we'll take little Miss Lila down to the radio station.
Oh, good. Lila.
Lila Rose.
Great. All right. So that was the perma part. Right?
And this Dr. Seligman said that people tend to, instead of building up their well-being, they avoid pain. So they kind of look at the way they approach that a little bit differently. You know, I've always been wanting to figure out ways to create a better well-being as of myself, whether it's, you know, healthy mind, body, spiritual, whatever the case may be. I'm always constantly working to be better at that, not avoiding the pain, because when I'm working on that, I don't feel like any pains in my life anyway. So, but the E in the PERMA was engagement. It says no one thrives doing nothing. We get bored and feel useless. He says, but getting involved, absorbed, consumed, and being active helps us focus and gain momentum. So
it's like retirement. Yeah. I mean, who wants to retire and do nothing? I know some people think, oh my God, I want to starting tomorrow. But then tomorrow comes and you go, all right, so I've watched Kelly and Michael. Now what do I do?
That thought frightens me.
Yeah.
I look at that as a death sentence. Okay, here I am. I'm retired. Now I get up and I do nothing. I can't see myself ever doing that.
Right.
And I don't think I can play golf, you know.
Well, that's because you love what you do.
I do.
I used to live up on North River Road, and my next door neighbor was a guy, maybe a couple years older than me, and all he had was this beautiful red Corvette that he must have saved, because I don't think he had a really high-paying job all these years. And I was doing the morning show on the station at the time, and you know, got to talk a little bit, and he said, you know, every day when I got up, I hated going to work. And I'm thinking, here's this guy. How much of our lives do we spend doing what we do professionally to earn a living? If you hate it, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. So
yeah, sad, very sad.
So the R of PERMA is relationships. It says humans are social animals, and we flourish through meaningful connection, love, bonding, and interaction with others. Our well-being, confidence, and self-esteem grow. Then we have meaning, which I think Mike just spoke about that a second ago, having a grand purpose or a life mission, something greater than ourselves that drives a needed sense of grounding and fulfillment.
And so the A.
The A, the final A. What do you think the word is?
Assessment, appreciation.
Appreciation would be good, but I think it's, he says it's accomplishment.
Oh, makes sense.
He says, while no one bats a thousand, achievement of desired goals is an important contributor to pride, contentment, and a well-lived life. He says, and these are the five triggers of happiness that if people improve performance on improving those things in their life, that all the other metrics of performance go up as well.
All right, so people will say to you, Rocco, okay, those are all kind of mental things. How does it come back and affect me physically?
Yeah, well, if you're constantly thinking healthy, you're going to produce a healthier outcome. People who think healthy will sit down and make a choice between having, we'll say, I don't know, an apple or an orange for a snack versus
Oreo cookies.
Yes. You know, something that simple, which is empowering to a lot of people, because a lot of people don't think they have the motivation or the control to be able to say, I choose this instead of this. But, you know, that's why at the end of every show I said, between your thoughts and your actions lies your ability to choose. Why not think healthy? Because it only takes that one extra split second or two to say, do I really need to do this? And what's the benefit or what's the result of this decision I make at this point in time?
Very
interesting. All right. So I'll be the cynic and say that's easy for you to say, because that's how you've always lived your life. Is not your challenge as a health coach and one that does what you do, get people past that initial mindset that has never really thought that way before? I mean, it's not a natural thing for some people.
Nothing's natural, Mike, that you don't practice.
But getting the initial breaking through that wall to want to think that way, because we all know there's people that do not have healthy lifestyles, nor do they think they ever could. They don't believe in themselves.
They don't. And sometimes you can even, if you want to really peel back the layers of that onion, you'll find that many people are commanded by statements that happened earlier on in their lives. I know because I've sitting down with literally thousands of people that have parents or role models in their life that have said, you're this, you're that, or this next thing. And they believe that to be true. So therefore,
and why wouldn't they?
Exactly, because they looked up to these, whoever these role models were earlier on in life, and believe, well, if this is what I am, so therefore this is all I can be. Mm-hmm. Our job as mentors, as leaders, even in this country, let's talk about Washington. I mean, we don't even have that sometimes up there. At that level, is to inspire people to see the potential that they have. And even if it means starting off with just taking that very first step, because you weren't always a great broadcaster, were you?
Of course I was. Just like you were always the world's greatest lover.
I was. But it took me till 16 years to become that. So, I had practiced it for 16 years.
Oh, my God. Yeah, all right. You know what? We need to
these are things you didn't know about this man, right? And it took me to
TMI.
To bring
okay,
all the guys in the white coats are coming to get me.
Yep, they are. We're going to go on a break. You are listening to The Pulse 107.7. And when we come back, we're talking with Rocco Boulay. And I want to talk about, when we come back, mind over matter.
Sure. That sounds
mind
great.
Over matter.
All right.
Wall Sit Challenge. Stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike on this beautiful Monday. I wish the weather was a little warmer, but it's starting to get there, I think. We are in studio with Rocco Boulay of Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. You can check them out on the web at integrityfit.com. And, you know, you really would have been very proud of me on Saturday at my workout, because Michelle and I went, and I really wanted to do that wall sit challenge. But it says, you know, you have to, because a lot of times we go in when no one's there.
Well, what is that? Because for folks listening, they don't know what a wall sit challenge, well, I don't know what it is.
Integrity, if you join Integrity and then you sign up for their email blog or blast, you know, they send you daily things, which are great. And then you have the e-newsletter, and it was a wall. They're challenging, the members to do a wall sit challenge for the whole month of April. And what you do, you against the wall, and you go all the way down to so that your knees are 45
degrees. Your thighs
degrees.
Are parallel to the ground. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to sit
That's
there.
Hard.
It is very hard.
Right.
And you should have heard Michelle. I'm not doing the wall sit challenge. I said, you are stinking doing the wall sit challenge with me. If I'm doing it, you're doing it. We're doing it together. Let's go sit, you know. And then Terry was so good. She was like, you guys can do this. And so then she starts. Because each day you start 10 seconds one day, then 15 seconds, 20, 30, you know, whatever. And she goes, right now, you guys are going to get done Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 4 days in a row. I go, whoa, 4 days in a row? Like, so we did it for a minute and 10 seconds, I think, is what the total was. You should have seen Michelle. It was hilarious. Oh, my gosh. But Terry was really explaining to us, listen, it is mind over matter. Your body can do a lot more than what your mind, you know, your mind will tell you you can't do it, but your body can do it. And, you know, it really, like, sunk in with me. And you know, like she said, just think happy thoughts. And it was really good. It was awesome. So we did it. She fell a couple of times. It was so funny.
Well, oh, you are throwing that woman under the bus here today.
Literally fell twice. Oh, my gosh. It was funny. Well, I know she's in school, so she's not listening.
Okay.
But it was really good. So then after we did the wall sit challenge, it was a few other people because they're getting ready for the body burn class on Saturday, which we're going to do that next week. But so there's a few ladies, and I said, are you guys doing the wall sit challenge? They're like, no. One of them didn't know about it. And I said, well, you do the wall sit challenge. We got three ladies to do the wall sit challenge. It was so cool. And then here's
Michelle
and I.
Was there a lot of laughing or crying? What was it?
We were laughing. It was so fun. And we were telling them little jokes so that their mind would, you know, we were sending them to happy thoughts. And three of them, one of them was like so scared to do it. She was so scared. But she did it. All three of them did it, and they did 4 days. So five of us did the wall sit challenge. You would have been proud of me.
Well, and it's great that people challenge themselves that way, because people don't realize the ability that they do have. I watch people sometimes when we do that evaluation test at the beginning of designing a workout, and there's people who get on that leg press, and I see them like not really pushing. They say, I can't move this. I said, yes, you can. And they said, no, I can't. I said, all right. And then and moms are notorious for this.
I said, the leg press.
Yes, yeah. So I say, okay, you mom? Oh, yeah, I'm a mom. I said, push this, otherwise your child's going to have some sort of a problem. I said, now get mad and do this. Bang, there that thing goes up like it weighs nothing because they put their thoughts into it and they put their energy into it. So it is mind over matter.
It is.
So when you see these things happen and see, you know, you hear stories about, you know, moms picking up a car off of a child because of the adrenaline rushes.
Exactly.
So much at that time we hear all these miraculous stories of things that happen. It's just that people need to focus. Now, I remember back in my competitive days, and this is true, not like the world's greatest lover thing, which is not, which we really know that, but it was sarcasm, Carol.
I got it.
But back in the days when I was powerlifting, I was like 33, 34 years old, and I was trying so desperately to bench press 500 pounds and break the world record, and I kept on coming up short year after year. 1990, 91, 92, 93, 94, I ended up getting pneumonia because I was so pressured by this thought of like, I don't know if I can't do this. And I come to realize that it was all in my head. So in 1995, we were up in Canada at the World Championships in Canada, and you get three attempts to break the world record. So, you know, you can start off light and then go a little bit heavier, then do your heaviest lift. Why I told one of the guys who was my coach, I said, he goes, what do you want to open with? I said, 500. He said, well, you've never done 500 before. I says, well, I don't care. I'm here to do 500. And he's tried to talk me out of it for a few minutes. And then finally I yelled at him. I said, would you please put 500 on the bar? So he goes running out there. He says, he wants 500. And lo and behold, I went out there, never looked at the bar, just laid down on the bench, grabbed the bar, brought it down to my chest, and the coaches or the judges have to say press before you can push it. So I have it flat down on my chest and I go press and I went boom, just like that. 500 pounds, put it on the rack. I jumped up there, I said, I'm done. So here, you know, here's people telling me at that time that I was too old. I was never going to do it. Went back to school for about a decade, was basically building the business, the integrity and everything else and all the technology we have with integrity. And when I turned 46 years old, I came out of retirement to compete again because I was training some police officers up in the Seacoast area, and they wanted me to compete with them. Well, that particular day, I came in, I weighed 192 pounds. The world record at the time was 440. My first lift was 452, second lift was 479. Third lift, 501.5.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, this is bench press?
It's a bench press.
Just a deadlift from on your back?
And this is a decade later after people told me I was too old.
Wow.
So oh, my goodness.
So you can't never let anybody tell you what to think. If you believe in yourself enough.
Mind over matter.
That you can make that happen. And I see so many people that come into integrity that come in that have their tails between their legs and they feel like they can't and they feel like it's so hopeless. And before you know it, you start to see it. Because sometimes it's not the momentum all at one time. Sometimes it's just that one little spark that says, hey, I did do this. And then that leads to more motivation, and we try to encourage and inspire them. And the next thing you know, it's like, you know, well, take Donna, for instance. She was a customer.
Was she really, Donna?
Yeah, she was one of our customers. And we have a before picture for her on the website. And
today
she looks like 15 years younger than she did when she joined Integrity back in 2005. And you know, we had Lori in a couple of weeks ago, and I mean, Lori was my first customer in Bedford, and she was a coach as well. So, you know, there's no stopping anybody once they put their mind to doing anything. As long as you don't quit and you keep moving forward, you're going to win.
That's right.
I'm blown away by that you held a world record. Now has that number been advanced upward here as people get bigger and bulkier and has more time training? I mean, if I Google world record for bench pressing now, am I going to see your name show up?
It's funny you say that because I was with the lead singer in our little duo a couple of nights ago, and he told me that I actually had a hyperlink to that video on my website. And I go, no, I don't. I think Lori put it on there. He goes, I saw your hyperlink. And we started laughing. So we were out to eat Chinese food. And the woman came over with a sizzling steak platter. She goes, hurry up, this is heavy. And she's trying to put it on the table. I go, give me that. I go, haven't you seen my hyperlink? we just burst into hysterics. It was kind of funny. But yeah, again, you know, you see people who do extraordinary things that aren't common because too many people think that they can't. It's not, I don't even know if that what I did was extraordinary. Maybe you would look at it that way.
Well, I would think so.
But in all actuality, I believe that all people have the same ability that I do, to some degree, at least at something.
Right.
At something. Let me just back you up here. You mentioned something about a playing partner or music or something.
Mm-hmm.
Were you not a musician at one point in your life, a little more actively than you are now?
Yes. For 15 years, I played on a semi-professional level. The last band we were in was called Ruckus, and the lead singer of the band, his name is Ron DeCoste, and we just recently kind of rebonded with each other after being apart for, you know, basically 20 years, and we got together a couple of weekends ago, and we started rehearsing because we are playing at Cinco de Mayo, which is when?
May
5th. May 5th at Puerto Vallarta Restaurant outside from 5 to 7 p.m.
That is going to be so fun.
So, yes, and, you know, we got together, and we played a couple of times, rehearsed together. We've both been battling a little bit of a sinus problem, so our singing hasn't been 100%, but the magic is still there, and it's kind of fun.
Cool.
And it's exciting.
Now, I've not been at Puerto Vallarta. Whereabouts is it?
It's right on 2nd Street, right in the plaza where Unwind is.
Oh, yeah.
Right in there. Right
wow.
in there. You go in, and it's right there on the left.
I need to put that on my calendar.
True, authentic Mexican. Right, Rocco? It's delicious.
It's fantastic.
Very, very good.
What are the chances we could have a little sneak preview earlier that day on Food for Thought?
Oh,
well, it's on a Monday, so in Cinco de Mayo's on a Tuesday, so maybe, yes, we can come in.
There you go.
I can get Ronnie to show off his his Steve Perry-like vocal. So, well, I guess that's the end of the show, right?
It is. Well, see how fast it goes by? We have so much fun.
Yes, it is. Well, thank you, everybody out there. And remember, between your thoughts and your actions lies your ability to choose. Why not choose to think healthy? Thanks, Carol, Mike. Always a pleasure.
See you next week.
See you next week. Yes. All right. Thank you. Stay tuned. We'll be up next with Meatless Mondays. We'll be right back.